Video, officials, no survivors after helicopter crash in Minnesota. By Amy Furr on September 7, 2025. A helicopter crashed in Lakeville, Minnesota, on Saturday afternoon and authorities said there were no survivors. The crash site was in an area west of Air Lake Airport at Highview Avenue and 219th Street West, Fox 9 reported. Lakeville city officials say there appear to be no survivors in the crash. The helicopter landed in a non-residential area so it did not impact anyone else, the outlet said, noting authorities with the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and the National Transportation and Safety Board, NTSB, are leading an investigation into what happened. Video footage shows authorities at the scene that appeared to be on train tracks. A man behind the camera said, "You got a helicopter down and it hit a train." The NTSB identified the helicopter as a Robinson R-66, noting that a fire broke out after it hit the ground, per KSTP. An NTSB investigator is expected to be on scene Sunday afternoon. The report said while also stating that people with more information about the incident should contact the NTSB by sending an email to witness@ntsb.gov. A city spokesperson said they are working to determine how many people were on board the helicopter when the tragedy occurred, CARE11 reported. More video footage shows the crash site near the train tracks, and it did appear to have hit a train car. A reporter in the clip said the helicopter will be transported to a secure facility to undergo further evaluation as investigators work to determine what caused the crash. The news comes after a small plane crashed in an industrial area near Colorado's Centennial Airport on Friday, killing two people on board and sparking a fire, Breitbart News reported. The outlet also said the incident happened days after two small planes collided in midair while they were trying to land at Fort Morgan Municipal Airport in Colorado. One person was killed in the crash and three other people were hurt, the article read.